The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing there, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. It's we are kicked off now into June, right? The last month of the second quarter of 2022. And, you know, it's hard to believe. Schools are getting out. A lot of the private schools kids are already out. The public schools they'll be getting out over the next, you know, 2 weeks or so. And we're going to be in full gear of summer here before we know it.
Full gear of summer, and also at the end of this month, half a year in the books.
Yeah.
And it's been an eventful one.
It certainly has been a eventful one. It's been a challenge, you know, so far for the first half of this year. There's no hiding that, no dodging it, no reason to, right? You start ignoring things and you stop paying attention to them. That could be a recipe for disaster. But it's just such a mixed bag of things that are going on out there, and it's all just still interest rate and inflation driven. If you ask me, we're seeing the hiring for May came in better than anticipated, so people are out there working. One thing that I find interesting is that there's like an all time record number of jobs available right now. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? It came out during the week, and that's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of mind-boggling, if you will, is that, why are there so many jobs available?
Yeah, it's crazy. And for what we're going through with the inflation and jobs available, and then they're worried about us going into a recession, from this standpoint, it's not your standard recession. I mean, you're not seeing this mass carnage on the street of layoffs of people, big layoff numbers. Like you said, there's still a huge demand for people to work. So it kind of remains to be seen here. I think we're like in kind of, uncharted waters, if you will.
Yeah, it's weird. Employment is usually a lagging indicator of, of things like that. But I think that if we do get a technical recession, which would be two negative GDP quarters in a row, which I think we could very well see, it's going to be interesting because I don't think that you're going to see the unemployment number go up, which is normally what you would see during that circumstance.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%.
You know, it's just different and it's unique out there right now, Mike. And there's a lot of factors going on to the job market. And there's still, when you look at the participation rate's not as good as it should be. So there's still a lot of people who are apparently choosing not to work or, I think that through COVID, a lot of people just decided to retire earlier than they typically would have. And, I think that the one thing that came out of COVID was showing people how to live a simpler lifestyle.
Yeah, and kind of pump the brakes on the stress that's called work. And I think people got used to the, I'm not commuting every day, and because I think for a lot of people, the commute's worse than the job.
Sure.
If that makes sense, right? You would think the job's is high pressure. I think there's a lot of people that would tell you out there, no, I enjoy working or it's not too bad. It's just, oh, I can't take that commute anymore.
Well, listen, we were talking about it the other day. Use ourselves as an example, right? You left for an appointment the other day and you got jammed up in traffic on the way there. And you're like, and then what, there was a bridge out or something, right? Yeah. And you had to go around and it was just a nuisance, right?
Yeah.
Imagine dealing with that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So there's some merit, you know, certainly to that statement out there. But it's just interesting to see. And, you know, I read an interesting chapter of a book this past week, and it's a book. It's Economics in One Lesson, and I go to it and I read it, you know, often. And one of the things that the chapters that I read in there was very interesting, and they were talking about when people were getting money during COVID, right? And they were getting, I don't know, I don't know what the number is. I'm just going to make up a number. Let's say they were getting $500 a week, all right? And then they were going, or they could get a job and go to work for $600 a week. The mindset isn't I'm getting $600 a week. The mindset is I'm only making $100 to go to work.
Yeah, and I thought you were going to go another area with this. I thought you were going to make the argument of take out my gas, my tolls, my expenses, and, you know, whatever, and I'm not really making that extra money. I'm better off sitting home. You know, in essence, the other way I looked at it too, Doug, is it's kind of like a pension. Well, if I stop working, I'm not making $600, but I'm making $5. I'm getting paid pretty good to do nothing.
Right. You know, so that was – and and it's funny because the book was written a long time ago. And they were, you know, just talking about this can happen in a circumstance. And here we are in that circumstance that they were referring to, and where it, you know, it becomes somewhat problematic for the economy, in addition to increasing minimum wage. Because what they did is they said, you know, you now just outpriced a whole group of employees, the people that aren't worth $15 an hour or $16 an hour, whatever that is. So what it does is that these same entities that are going out and telling you that, you know, we should do this and we support the increased minimum wage, for example, are also the same entities that are now going out and trying to find more economical ways to replace those employees.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
So you go to the supermarket now, and I don't know if you find this aggravating as much as I do. There are way too many self-checkouts now.
Oh,
they're
sure.
Pushing you to the self-checkout. Yeah. They don't want to pay the cashiers.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to. They want you to shop there, and they want you to be responsible for ringing up your own stuff.
I see that more in the retail stores, if you will, and not so much in the grocery.
See, it's ironic you say that, because I noticed in this past weekend down the shore in Long Beach Island, the Acme down there, they took out like two more lanes of and added
they have
four or five self-checkouts.
They have done that, but I also think part of the problem is people grocery shop, you get a big basket to do that, scan everything and have the room. You know, there's not much room when you do all that. Here I am breaking into grocery shopping, but
but
you know, so it's a little bit more difficult. But I think, like, when you walk into the Targets and the Walmarts of the world, I think, you know, I'm seeing more, I think, when you go into those stores.
Yeah, and also the lack of being able to have bags now is really messing people up, because you look at the people in the self checkout that don't have bags, now they really got a quandary, right? Because that little area where you put your stuff after you're checking it out, if they can't stick it in a bag and stick the bag someplace, they don't have a cart that they can throw it back into. It's just a vicious cycle. Yeah. At least at Costco, you can put everything up on the rail and you go down to the other end. So it's really, you know, I don't know what we were talking about, you know, the economy and how things can translate through. And that's really, you know, what we're seeing and going on out there. But ultimately, you know, that could bode, these changes could bode very well for the investment world, because companies, they're going to, if you've got a self-checkout in there, like I said, it costs a lot less to have that thing in there than it does to have an employee there.
I just want to add one more thing to everything you're saying. I think COVID got people to retire earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with all that. I think the the free money, if you will, that the government threw at us, okay, had a huge impact to our economy. I think that's, we're seeing the inflation, all this crazy stuff now. But I think there was other things along the way. I think it changed the way we work. I think it changed a lot, you know, a lot to the whole economic cycle. So it was more than just, hey, the government dumped all this money on us. I think the way we work, like you said, labor, people retiring early. I think COVID really, we're going through an economic cycle change right now because of COVID, in my opinion. I think the inflation's because of the COVID. I think all of it's because, and I'm not an economist. I'm just giving you my opinion.
Yeah, well, but you look, and now, to your point, it's very interesting because companies are telling people you need to come back to work now.
Right.
And people are trying to fight it. Like, they want to call their own shots now. I'm not coming to the office. I'll work from home. And like Tesla told them, Elon Musk told them, if you don't come here for 40 hours a week, go find a new job because you're required to be here.
But I do got to also say, Doug, I know more people that work from wherever they want in the country.
But what I'm going
to
say is,
I have a job and I can work. I never have to be at the office. I work. I know somebody just now that's moving back to New Jersey because, like, oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of, it's going to be very interesting to see over the next, you know, whatever months or year here where companies are starting to tell people you're coming back to work. I mean, Apple did it and they're getting a ton of pushback, you know, from people. And it's like, no, you know, you're not going to call the shots. You work for us. You're going to come to work. And that's the way it's going to be.
I see it too, Doug, also is I see it as a younger generation thing.
Well, that's right.
I mean, I love the office. I love coming in. That's, you know, if you said to me tomorrow, you could stay and do this at home. No, I want to be in an office. I enjoy the office. But I think the younger generation that was just naturally more tech savvy from the getty up, you know what I'm saying, than per se I am, they look at it as like, office, why do I need to, this is just a gigantic inconvenience. I could do all this at my fingertips.
Yeah, well, but I think, and we've discussed this, is that they miss the collaboration part of it. You know, it's so much, when you...
They collaborate through Facebook, you know what I'm
saying?
No,
but
here's
the thing.
I think that's how they were raised.
But it's got to be scheduled. You know what I'm saying? Like, you pop down to my office, I pop down to your office all the time to bounce ideas off. If we didn't have that availability to do that, I'd have to say, hey, are you available? When can you be available? And that takes away from the spontaneity and a lot of creativity, if you ask me.
Oh, I agree. But I also going to tell you, I think that's an our generation type of thing. And I think the younger generation, they're just so used to communicating through technology that it's okay that we don't see each other.
Yeah. No, listen, you're going to see a battle and you're going to see a struggle between that because, let's face it, it's for the most part, it's men and women in our age brackets that are now leading companies.
I got, another thing, getting off track here, but I got to tell you too, you know, years ago when you got a job, you're in the office, you wanted to impress your boss, promotions, talk with the boss, meetings. I look at that and I kind of say, like, where's that going now for the younger generation that's just starting out in corporate America? How does your boss kind of even get a true vibe of you if they're not seeing you every day to say, hey, I think, you know, I think this person's
100%.
I find that to be, in my mind, harder, but that's, there I go again. That's, maybe I'm showing my age.
Well, no, it's not. It's just, it's a different way of thinking. And it's true because, you know, how do you truly gauge somebody and how they interact with people when the only time that you interact with them is on a weekly Zoom meeting for 40 minutes?
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting times out there, but, you know, a lot of these things can potentially bode well for profitability for companies. So, you know, the things that we've been talking about right now, when companies don't have to have as much in real estate expenses because they don't need as much office space because they are allowing some people to work from home. And when you are replacing human beings with, you know, with self-checkouts and, you know, that kind of thing and ordering kiosks and fast food restaurants and all that stuff, it's different.
Doug, less brick and mortar is more money for a corporation.
Could be.
It's they don't need the building. They don't need the people. It's hard to say that less brick and mortar is not going to be more profit, I believe.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because I don't remember what company it was. It might have been Macy's. Don't hold me to it. Said they will be opening more stores, more brick and mortar stores over the next year and a half. which flies in the face of what everybody's been thinking is going to be happening.
Yeah. No, you know? I agree. So,
I think people are still starving for stores to go to, aren't you? I mean, seriously, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, listen, a part of it, I mean, I know the convenience of shopping at home and all that, but it's still, you know, it's still entertainment to go out and shop. Say, I need a new shirt. It's still, let's get in the car, we take a ride, takes us X to get to the mall, yep. walk around the mall. You know, it's just, there's an entertainment value to people that's not calculated in just saying, I ordered my shirt online.
Truly, no doubt about yeah. it. And you know what's very interesting, too, is that... people are taking convenience over price all the time now. And I was just talking, I'll give you a perfect example. I was talking to my son, Jack, about this. He wanted, to buy, a controller for a video game. And he immediately just went to Amazon and found the first one that came up. And I said to him, did you shop around for that? And he said, no. And it was not an expensive item. I mean, it's like $20 or whatever it was. I said, Jack, did you shop around for that? And he's like, no, I just went to Amazon right here. I said, I want you to go shop around for that. And, you know, he went back and forth with me. He didn't really feel like doing it. But I said, I'm not buying it until you show me five different places where you shopped. And he learned a lesson because we found it for $14 at a different place. Mm. All right. Yeah. Okay. So it wasn't at our house by 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, so... it's out there, and I think that people need to pay attention to this and just don't always take the, you know, the convenience, especially now, because you got to watch your dollars now with these interest rates and inflation going on like it is. You better pay attention to your dollars.
You know, Doug, and just to kind of summarize this conversation we've had, and it's kind of maybe a little bit different than we normally do, I think what we're definitely saying is the first half of this year, we've seen our economy change right in front of our eyes, and the market's trying to adjust and adapt to it, and the inflation and the economy. You know, I think it's just been one big crazy salad bowl, if you will.
Yeah, and you know something, Mike? What happens right now is that you got to be able to punch back, and you know what I'm talking about is you just can't curl up in a ball and take it. And one of the things that we're going to talk about in the next segment of the show is getting out there on the interest rate hunt, okay? Yeah. Because interest rates have gone up, and you may not be getting the best possible interest rate you can at your local bank.
Right.
And now's the time that you need to go out on the interest rate hunt because interest rates are, you know, and inflation, you've got to do the best you can with your dollars here. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to talk about that in the next segment.
Oh, no doubt, definitely.
All right, let's hop to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that stuff. So we'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Wouldn't you agree if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here. And, you know, Mike, during the last segment, towards the end of the segment, we talked briefly about the importance of punching back,
yep.
Right? And, you know, what I mean by this right now is that we're getting hit pretty hard with inflation right now. I mean, really hard. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And what we need you to do is we need to make sure that you're doing everything you can to punch back, if you will. And one of the areas where we've been helping a lot of people lately is addressing their dollars for them that they do not want to put out to market risk, and they probably shouldn't put out to market risk. Mm-hmm. It's money that's maybe sitting in a bank account or just, you know, sitting kind of idle. And there's, you know, there's some really, in my opinion, some really attractive interest rates out there right now in the fixed annuity world out there. And just to go over, you know, briefly with everybody what a fixed annuity is, it's a contract with an insurance company. It kind of works a little bit like a CD where you know you're getting X amount of dollars on your X amount of interest on your dollars for a specific period of time, and there's no, you know, there's no market risk or there's no variable. It's plain vanilla, and it's a guaranteed rate of return.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also, you know, could be tax deferred.
Well, it is tax deferred.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, unless you're in like an IRA or something, it's already taxed. You know, it's already tax deferred.
Right.
That's why I said it's. So it's tax deferred on its own merit for non-qualified money.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we say about it, Doug? I mean, it's, you know, it is that vanilla. It's that straightforward. It's a stated rate, period of time. You know, you're not going to have the market fluctuation or principal fluctuation. That's pretty straightforward, right?
Well, yeah. And, well, there's different, you know, there's different periods of time that you can get for them. You could get 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 9 years. Like, you know, I wouldn't recommend. I mean, right now I happen to be in favor of the 3 year,
yep.
You know, option that's out there because there's some very favorable rates, you know, out there for, you know, that are significantly higher than you're getting in the bank right now, right? With,
yep.
with no principal fluctuation or anything of that nature. Now, there is one caveat that you need to understand is that although it's not an IRA, it kind of works like one in that if you take money out before 59 and a half from a fixed annuity, you have a 10% penalty. So you got to make sure that it's, you know, it's money that you, either you are already beyond 59 and a half years
right.
old or you will be beyond 59 and a half years old at the end of that term.
Yeah.
Then it's a fit that's probably worth exploring to you. But the reality is, Mike, and I'm very favorable for these contracts because they don't have any internal operating expenses on them,
mm-hmm.
right? There's no cost, there's no fees in them. The negative is you do make a commitment for a period of time, and if you come out before that period of time, just like a CD, you'll have a surrender charge.
Yes. And again, Doug, I mean, it's something that needs to be called to the attention. That's why we're talking about it today. Also, I'd like to just point out, like every other product, if you will, it may fit certain people perfectly, and it may not be for somebody. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, give you an example. I wouldn't recommend this to a 38-year-old.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like you were saying, because of the age and all that. So, again, but what I think what's happening here is that with the rates going up, and I want to get back to your punching back, okay,
mm-hmm.
and get a little more descriptive on, what do you mean punch back? Well, I think what you're saying, Doug, is just go look at the gas pump, right? And we're paying outrageous sum of money for a gallon of gas. And it's, where's that money coming from? Well, it's coming from our pocket, right? Our either our paycheck or our fixed our fixed income if we're in retirement, whether it be our Social Security check or pension or what have you. So how can I make up this money that's costing me just for my everyday living, right? We got to punch back. We got to fight back. I think that's the call that you're saying. And one of the areas that you and I have found is that, you know, in this fixed annuity product, there's a chance to make more interest income on your money than saying, per se, than maybe a bank account or something like that.
Yeah, it's for, again, just to, you know, I know I'm being a bit redundant here, but it's for conservative dollars that you don't want to expose to market risk, that you just want a guaranteed rate of return on, and you want to know that you're going to have more money at the end of it than you did at the beginning without any questions asked. And, you know, there's a multitude of different products and carriers out there to look at. I would recommend that you look at a highly rated carrier to do this with. The chances of an insurance company going out of business is very negligible, but it's always, you know, something's always possible. So you want to make sure that you do your homework on there. And listen, we've got a complete network that we can go and turn to and get rates from and for us, the rates, you know, they change on a weekly basis. On a weekly basis, it's okay, you know, which company's got the best rate today, Mike? Which company's got the best rate, you know, next week? And we're seeing it's a very competitive landscape, but in many, many, many circumstances, the guaranteed interest rate is significantly higher than what's can be realized at a bank right now.
Yeah, and what we find too, Doug, is a lot of times folks will say to us, how much cash should I have? How much cash should I keep in the bank, right? And you know, in a lot of ways, I always leave it up to the client for the most part. And I'll say, well, what makes you sleep at night? And there's people that say, I only need $20,000. You know, I'm good. And there's people say, I need $100,000 to be sitting there at my disposal in case I need it. But one thing you and I have identified is, for most people, there's a sum of cash there that's almost overkill.
Right.
Or almost like way too much to the point of ridiculous and unproductive. Now, okay, it's safe. I know, I get it. It's no market fluctuation, doesn't go down, but I'm making nothing on it. But in the scenario that we're talking about now with inflation rates rising and what's going on and even the market fluctuations and volatility, we feel it's a period of time that it should be explored and looked into to pick up some extra dollars on your lazy assets, for lack of better words.
Yeah, and you know, the opportunities are out there, and it's just that, you know, people need to understand. Now the average person doesn't know about this, right? They just don't know it exists, and they don't know, because unless you're really, you know, into the financial world and you're astute on it and you know all the different financial instruments and vehicles that are out there, you probably aren't familiar with it. It just is the reality. You might be, but you're probably not familiar with it. And, you know, from being inside of the industry here and being able to do this, I mean, heck, we have access to CDs, you know, from banks all over the United States as well. But when you go in and you do a CD scan, they're still not very appealing in most circumstances to me.
Yeah. And the interesting thing too, Doug, is for the longest period of time, you and I on the fixed side would say, on the fixed annuity side, the rates really weren't appealing.
Not at all.
To lock up for 3, 5, 7 years or what have you. And people would say, Mike, you have anything? And the answer was often, nah, I really don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying at this point in time? But the window has kind of opened, if you will, where we saw the rates jump on their end before, per se, the bank CDs, et cetera, so on. And that's why we're having this conversation.
It really is. And, you know, there's no place out there that I'm aware of, probably you're not aware of too, because you would have told me, where we can get a guaranteed interest rate that's going to keep up with the pace of inflation right now.
No.
But you got to do the best you can.
Right.
All right? That doesn't mean, because you can't completely, you know, keep up, that doesn't mean you don't try to keep up. Right? You got to put some effort out there with your funds to do the best you can to keep up with, you know, with the pace of inflation. And you owe it to yourself to give us a call and let us do, you know, do a search for you and say, okay, how long are you interested in, you know, tying the money up for? By the way, just again, I'm telling you right now, we favor the 3-year, you know, time frame right now, not much longer than that. But, you know, we can talk about it and see what your circumstance is and how it applies. But that's where we are. And we would like to be able to show you places to park your non-investment dollars, for lack of a better way to put it.
And you know what, Doug, too? It's we're in a period of time that this is like a move, a strategy, whatever you want to call it, to look at. And in the past, right, you and I have said, during periods like this, when there's a lot of turbulence and things going on and interest rates are moving, we always said, it's not always about the market up or down. Where else can we target and be strategic and take advantage of something and make it a plus during a negative time period?
Sure.
So here we are, gasoline, inflation spiking, market down so far this year. Where can we be productive? And in the past, Doug, we were telling people when rates were coming down and everybody was saying, oh, you can't make anything at the bank. My CD just renewed at under a point. We were telling people, hey, let's get after the debt. Let's refi the mortgages. Let's look at consolidate. You know, let's do that thing and take advantage of it. So you always got to be looking when you get these, for lack of better words, crazy periods, mm-hmm. you know, in our economic cycle. This is an area you and I have identified.
Yeah. You know, there's always a segment of your money that you can identify as an opportunity maybe here with us during almost every economic circumstance. You just have to be open-minded to it and listen to what, you know, what we have to say about it because, yeah, the market's not doing well right now. We understand that. So let's fight for our interest rates on our money that's not in the market right now. Let's make sure that we're doing the best we can. Now, you know, Mike, we're talking about a fixed annuity here, and it's intended to be a long-term tax-deferred, you know, retirement vehicle. Earnings are taxable as ordinary income when you take them out, right? It's mm-hmm. tax-deferred, so it's ordinary income when you take them out. And as I said earlier, if you do take it out before 59 and a half, you may be subject to a 10% federal tax penalty on that. So you got to, you know, make sure it fits and it sure. works for you. If the annuity is going to fund an IRA or another tax-qualified plan, the tax deferral feature, it's no additional value to you, right? Mm-hmm. The money's already tax-deferred, but that's fine. It doesn't make a difference. There's no cost for that
right.
additional tax deferral there. Qualified distributions from a Roth IRA are generally excluded from gross income, but tax and penalty may apply from non-qualified distributions. We talked about it. You got to talk to your tax advisor for specific information. There's charges and expenses associated with annuities, such as, like we said, in this circumstance, surrender charges if you took it out for, you know, sure. before the term that you agreed to. And the guarantees are subject to the financial strength of and the claims paying ability of the insurance company. So you got to make sure that you're getting, you know, good advice and you're making right selections and, you know, using the right vehicles out there. But that applies to banks too, right? If you're going to a bank, you want to make sure that you, you know, do your homework. Yeah, you got FDIC insurance. There's the state insurance guarantee fund related to annuities that you should pay attention to as well. Sort of like, you know, kind of similar to FDIC insurance. So there's some safety nets there for you.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug, what you just said about that, and that's, I'm going to call it doing your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't haphazardly run off. You know what I'm saying? And we say that about every.
Correct.
You know, investment vehicle. You know, what may be good for me may be terrible for Doug. You know, and so again, folks, you just don't run off. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. Always be prudent, like we always say on the show.
Yeah, 100%. All right, that's going to wrap it up for now for this segment. When we come back, we'll talk about what we've been up to lately because there's been a lot going on, right, Michael?
Sure has.
All right, folks, we'll be right back.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right. They will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, in the last segment there, you know, we spoke about opportunities to get, you know, improved guaranteed interest rates. And I think that's something that people really need to pay attention to, Michael.
Sure.
So, you know, let's get into the segment here of what have you been up to lately. And I know that one of the things you've been up to lately, and so have I, is we've been talking to people about, you know, getting a better fixed interest rate. So let's talk about some other things that we've been up to lately. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No, Doug, right now, you know, in the process of settling an estate, you know,
okay.
And it's, where do I begin? Right. It's, and actually the estate, there's a lot of things going on. Okay. And, you know, business involved and different things and working on that. But the one thing that's constant is that I find all the time in estates is people are overwhelmed with the thought of the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I do this?
Right.
You know, and that was the first thing. And I reassured the client that, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to take care of it. We're going to do your paperwork and we're going to make the calls and we're going to do all that and get it and get you, you know, you're going to be doing a lot of signing, you know, and of course, knowing what you're signing for,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, get taken care of all that. But I find that, Doug, more than anything, people are just overwhelmed. Because the thought of settling a state is just that overwhelming. A, for settling it, then B, going forward with those monies, those funds that the beneficiaries get. What happens? Where do I put them? What do I do? What's next? The transition of the money. And, you know, you and I talk about settling estates all the time on the show or, you know, do a couple of shows a year about it and that. So what I'm here to reiterate again is here we go again. I find it really a three-prong approach, right? First is the passing of the person is always just devastating, as again. Then B, it's the overwhelming of where do I start? Where do I begin? It's like a blizzard hit me. How do I dig out of this? And then the third step is the transition going forward with everything, it's just completely overwhelming for the clients.
And understandably so, right? And unfortunately, we've had a bunch of estates that we've been helping people settle over the last several months here. And the ones that are organized make it so much easier for the beneficiaries, right? It's a troubling time to begin with. It's even worse if it's not organized. So, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, all the papers are in place. But Mike, as you know, you know, we had another client of ours passed away in her 90s a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that she told me, it was just like a bad string of events for them. She lost her son in September of last year. And then, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was over and I saw her. And she said, you know, I just want to thank you for the hand-holding and the extra stuff that I know that you guys do during this period of time, because I've watched you help my daughter-in-law, and I know, and she knew, you know, she knew her days were coming. And, you know, she said, and I know that you're going to be there to do this, you know, for, you know, the rest of my family when I'm not here anymore. And I said, of course we are, you know. And she said, no, you don't understand. Most people don't do what you and Michael do. I felt that made me feel very, you know, nice. But I also reflected when I got in the car and I was leaving. And she's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, Doug? I'm going to say this is I try to be responsive all the time.
Yep.
But when there's an estate, a death involved, stuff like that, I even try to ramp it up even more if I could, if that's even possible. Because I feel like every time they get a piece of news or something and they're reaching out to us for help, I feel like they're hanging. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you can't leave people hanging. You just can't say, oh, okay, when I get to that phone call, you know, when I get to that, you know, type of thing. Because I know that it's all new territory. It's not like, hey, Mike, you know, market was down today. What do you think? Question. You know what I'm saying? Like, type of thing. It's something that they feel like, oh, this is a big, what do? Let me call Mike. Let me call Doug. So, you know, I get it. You get it. You know, it's tough times, but it doesn't have to be tough times. And the phone call that I had with the client's daughter this week was, hey, okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's the first three or four checks that we're, you know, mark the boxes, if you will, we're going to do. I'm going to do this, this, and that. You're going to do this. And we're off to a good start. And it was like, ah, I feel better already because, you know, we just cleaned up three, four things that the wheels are in progress.
Yeah, you know, 100%. And in a circumstance that you're referring to right now, there's a business involved.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there's not proper planning, you know, for the business, and, you know, it's the most, what I'm going to call the most common kind of business. It's a guy owned a company. And he had, you know, a good handful of employees, you know, a nice little business. And, you know, it's not like this big elaborate corporation.
Yeah.
It's just, it's this business. And there's a lot of people listening to the show right now, Mike, who have businesses where they might have 5 or 7 employees.
I was going to say standard. I own a business and I have 0 to 5 employees.
Right.
How many of those businesses do we know out there?
Right. And where this, my point in bringing this up is that what's the succession plan for that business? And it's unfortunate that most people, in my experience, don't take the time to sit down and say, hey, what is going to happen to this business when I'm not here anymore? Because none of us are here forever, right? So there's going to come a day. Now, for the gentleman you're talking about, he didn't anticipate his day being 2 weeks ago, all right? But, you know, there's somewhat of a plan in place there for the business. Now, we've seen circumstances where there's been zero plan for the business in place. And what does that do for the surviving spouse or for the children who are behind? When you worked your life to establish this business and set this thing up, and now all of a sudden they don't know how to run the business, they're not in the business, or maybe they are in the business, but mom's still alive and she needs money now that used to come in from the business. There's so many different things that need to be approached, but the business owner is what? Too busy to take care of it.
Yeah, and in this case, very, very fortunate that the gentleman that passed away worked very close with us, right, for this, you know, the planning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also very fortunate that the children are clients.
Right.
And you know, it was, the transition was seamless. You know, it's there was a relationship with between me and the daughter, and just, you know, so it was like any other day of talking and doing business. So there wasn't a wall that had to be tore down, or who's this Mike guy, and, you know, all that type of stuff. So, you know, we're full steam ahead of doing what we need to do to make this transition happen.
You know what? It doesn't stop, though, Mike. It doesn't stop the tears.
No.
It doesn't stop the pain.
Right.
What it does is it doesn't create more.
Yeah.
If you do it properly.
Correct.
There's going to be a lot of tears shed. There's going to be a lot of sadness and all that stuff when you pass away. That's just the reality of it. But if you pass away in a disorganized state or without a plan in place, you're probably going to create more tears and more stress and more anxiety. So let's do what we can and work together to try to avoid this. It needn't be complicated, by the way.
Right.
It could be a very simple plan that's put in place, but it's a plan that's put in place.
Yeah, and you know what, too, Doug, is the other big thing is and doing it, working on it this week, so it's so fresh, is that they have their own life, too, their own careers, their
yep.
own businesses. You know, it's not always, well, okay, I got time to do this 100%. That's far from the truth,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, and I even said a couple times, okay, I know you're, you know, busy with your own thing, your own businesses and stuff like that. So it does, like you said, Doug, I think the big thing is let's not make it tougher than really what it needs to be.
Right. Yeah. Let's not compound an
yeah.
already bad circumstance.
Yeah.
And let's just get the ball rolling and pay attention to it. And listen, it's not just the business owner. And I know that we've been talking about the business owner, and you are, listen, business owner, you are a more complicated circumstance than somebody who doesn't own a business, right? Doesn't mean it's overly complicated. It's just more complicated,
yeah.
no doubt about it. But everybody's got to make sure that their planning is in place and their beneficiary designations are up to speed. And, you know, how can we make an account payable on death rather than have to worry about it going through a will and, you know, things of that nature? There's things that we can help you do to simplify the circumstance. Now, we're not attorneys. We don't draft wills or, you know, anything of that nature. But we've been at this business for such a long time that we have some pretty good ideas and a notion of how it all operates.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
You know, so anything you want to add in this segment here, Mike?
No, Doug, that's what I got.
Folks, I want to remind you that we're always available to meet with you and have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. And if you want to talk about anything financially, but any of the things that we've discussed so far today, you know, if you're looking for ways to improve, you know, an interest rate on your money, or if you're looking to make sure that your estate plan and your business succession plan is set up properly, pick the phone up and give us a call. We'll have a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up and give us a call. We've got offices in Toms River, in Clark, in Martinsville and Parsippany, a meeting facility in Manasquan. So if you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. So don't hesitate to pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back to come back and talk to you for a few more minutes and wrap up the show. We'll be right back, folks.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, I think it's been an interesting show so far today, Mike, and I like the direction that we went in with, you know, with it. But I think that it is important for us to let people know a little bit about Wealth Management Group and who we are, because we never do, right? Well, we almost never do, you know. So, folks, Mike and I started Wealth Management Group in the mid-1990s. As an organization to give you objective financial advice. Now, I like to tell everybody out there is that the name of our firm is Wealth Management Group, LLC. So the reason I tell you that is we want you to think, at least how we think, is that we were kind of leaders into the whole wealth management, you know, aspect, because nobody else can have the name Wealth Management Group, LLC here, you know. It belongs to us. Now, yeah, you're going to see, you'll see Joe's Wealth Management and Merrill Lynch Wealth Management or whoever, you know, they'll put their name in front of it, but nobody else can be just straight up Wealth Management Group. And, you know, we've been taking this holistic approach to your money and to your financial lives for a really long time now. And we found that to be the most beneficial way to do it. So we started Wealth Management Group as a way to, you know, at that point in time, Mike, remember back in the 90s, it's that, and it was problematic that, you know, a lot of the major firms, they were just selling people their own products, yeah. Right? You'd get somebody and you'd look at their statement from a Merrill Lynch, if you will, and you'd see that it predominantly had Merrill Lynch mutual funds in it, nothing else. And, you know, we were like, well, that's not really the best approach for people.
Right. And, you know, Doug, back when we started Wealth Management Group in the 90s, it was, like you said, it was a completely different era going on in the financial world.
Sure.
And there was a lot of one-trick ponies where it was, you know, the old, I'm going to buy the next dot-com stock, if right. you will, and that's going to be my road to riches, you know. And you and I always had the concept of the entire house, the entire picture is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I were always talking about things that don't even apply to us.
Right.
Okay. That we don't make a dime off, you know, and we talked about, hey, back then the estate tax was a lot lower. Go get your will done. Go get it properly written by a qualified, estate planning attorney, interest rates, mortgage rates. We were talking about things that didn't apply to us, but we understood the concept of the wealth management was what's important.
Yeah, and Mike, in the early days, we weren't perfect along the way. You know, we were under the impression that people wanted to become as rich as they could and, you know, mm-hmm. and all that. And it was a period of time. But the reality of the situation is that's not the circumstance for most people. People want to educate their children. They want to retire comfortably and pay as little in taxation as possible. We realize that. You know, it's that people want to, you just want to maintain your lifestyle when you want to retire. You know, you don't, it's not everybody's goal to, you know, be the richest person in a cemetery when they pass away. It's just not. And then once we realized that and we made that shift, we were like, yeah, you know, it really took, everything took off, you know, for us into a great positive direction and a trajectory that brought us to where we are today.
Yeah. And, you know, and people like things very steady. You know, let's not have episodes, if you will, and as we always say, traveling down the road, they don't want to be going 90 miles an hour, but and they don't want to be going 30. They want to keep it at a nice speed and
yep.
And get to where they got to go. And that, and that's so much of your financial life too, right? I mean, you don't want ups and downs and the oohs and ahs of every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's what's critically important is that, again, educate your children, retire comfortably, and pay as little as taxation as possible. And then once we understood that and, you know, got the mantra behind that and started working with people, you know, that really, that, and that's where we stand today. We do understand that. Now, the bulk of our work right now is people retiring comfortably and maintaining their lifestyles. That's, you know, that's where we're at right now. And that's just the way it goes. And personally, I think that we're really good at it.
Yeah. And again, Doug, our experience, you know, doing this program and meeting all different types of folks, right? And again, we understand things that, you know, life's not cookie cutter. What may be right for me is certainly not right for Doug. And our unique approach of handling everybody, this is what we learned. This is our experiences. And that's why we move the way we move at Wealth Management.
And I think that, you know, what's really been helpful, Mike, is doing the radio show. And when I say why has that been helpful is because we've really worked hard at becoming people who are capable of explaining complex issues in a simple way over radio waves so that people can understand that. That only helps us in our one-to-one meetings because now when we can sit, you know, across from you and explain it to you in a simple way and maybe even have a pad there to draw a corny picture to go around to it, illustrate the point, we've really taken the time to understand, folks, that simple solutions, making things easy to understand. I mean, true genius is taking a complex issue and making it as simple as possible. Too many people in this industry think, oh, I'm going to make this seem really complex so that, you know, they think I'm really smart. I don't think you're really smart if you do that. I think you're really smart if you can take that very complex issue and make it simple to understand.
Doug, we get that people want to live their lifestyle with the least amount of stress possible.
Right.
You know, we feel if you got that, you have a winning recipe.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we realize that success is not, you know, being the richest person. Success is living the life that you want to live and being happy. That's what a success is. And, you know, that's where we still stand today.
Absolutely.
So, folks, if you'd like to have a complimentary consultation with us, we're welcome. You know, you're welcome to do that. The number is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Give us a call. We can schedule a time to get together with you. We'd be happy to do that. And listen, don't be disappointed when we get together because you're going to get the same two guys that you hear on the radio here with the same two approach, with the same type of approach. So if that's what you're looking for, we'd like to be your guys, right?
Absolutely.
That's going to wrap it up for this week. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what's available to you. Well, we've got some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting faculties throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 888-855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.